Hello and welcome to episode 28 of Tibble Nibbles. So last week I went to Foxlow in Soho. They have just had a new launch and so it's 50% off all food. Now I've been to Foxlow before. I went to the soft launch in Balham, which was very good. And so we had a 8:30 table to come. And those of you who might know that Foxlow is the sort of more casual eating version of Hawksmoor, is owned by the same group. So probably know what to expect in general. There's some steaks here, fried chicken, and then some other sort of seasonal items. So we had a table for six people. And so we shared some stuff for starters, and then we ordered our own thing for main courses. So for starters, we had the five pepper Brixham squid with deviled mayonnaise, and the rare breed spare ribs slow cooked with green slaw. We did want to order an extra pork and pancetta meatballs with tomato sauce, but they'd run out of that day. And then we also ordered for starters six pieces of fried chicken, so one piece each for us to try. So that was fried chicken with habanero vinegar, apple and fennel slaw. So we ordered those. Then for mains, I had the chicken burger and fries, which is fried chicken breast, cube pie, mayonnaise, and then some nice fries. I was quite tempted to try the Foxlow burger and fries, which was also £12, but they'd run out of that as well, unfortunately. There were also had a board up for some extras, but that had all finished as it usually does. Generally, if you're at a Hawksmoor type place and they have things on the board, if you arrive after about 7, normally everything that's on the board is gone, which is a little bit frustrating because that seems to happen every time I go. So they must know that they run out of these things. So I do wonder why they put things up knowing that they're going to run out so early and people are going to be disappointed. But anyway, other people had the South Coast hake with white beans and wild garlic. The salt marsh lamb grilled T-bone with new potatoes, little gem and bacon was quite popular as well. Two people had that. And then another person had the ribeye with béarnaise sauce and fries. We also ordered some purple sprouting broccoli with garlic and lemon. And we also ordered a couple of mac and cheeses and some mushrooms with Madeira gravy and tarragon. So that was our order. So the starters arrived in pretty good order. We'd got there at 8:30 due to one of our group being a little late. We actually wound up ordering at 9, which was fine. Some people had cocktails in the meantime. And so our starters arrived and then our chicken arrived about 10 minutes after that. They did let us know that that was going to happen. And then unfortunately, this is where it all started to fall down a bit. We waited over an hour then for our main courses, and after we'd spoken to the manager, he did say that normally how it works, and I'm not sure whether this is how it works at other restaurants, once we had finished our starters, the waitress was supposed to go over and push the button to let the kitchen know that we'd finished and that it was time for our mains to come out. Unfortunately, she'd gone on a break and nobody else had picked up, and so that button didn't get pushed. So all of our things were a little bit late. I've noticed that this has been an issue at another place. When I went to Barbacoa around Christmas time, and I had a pretty bad meal there. That also happened where our waitress went on break and there was really nobody that came around to look after us while she wasn't there, which is a bit of a shame. So the starters we had, the five pepper Brixham squid was really nice. So that was squid rings that were breaded and deep fried. They probably could have been a little bit, I always find that squid is often under fried. It's the outside is often quite pale. I guess that's how it's done in most places. I'd like it to be a little bit crispier. But the flavour was lovely, the squid was beautifully cooked, and the deviled mayonnaise was absolutely excellent. It was really, really good. The spare ribs were quite nice. Flavour-wise, they were nice. The slaw was really nice, but I thought they were a little bit dry and probably could have done with some kind of sauce on them as well, just to help lubricate them a bit. I know the ones that they do at Hawksmoor have got a really nice barbecue sauce, so maybe not that, because that's a Hawksmoor thing. But maybe they could do a different sauce on their spare ribs to relieve the dryness a little bit. The fried chicken was really good. It was really perfectly fried. The the batter on the outside was really nice. The meat was super succulent and tender. I had a piece of thigh that was absolutely lovely. And the habanero vinegar and the apple and fennel slaw that came with it went really, really well. I'm on the fence a little bit about fennel, but I didn't find it overpowering as I have in other places. And I thought it went really, really well with the fried chicken. And the acidity of the habanero vinegar really cut through the richness of the batter really very well. And so after the starters, the main courses, and I had the chicken burger and fries, and I think this is probably the best chicken breast burger that I've had. I think the only burger that I've had that's definitely better is the burger that you can get at Chicken Sours, which is done with a thigh, which I do prefer. I find there's better flavour and it's a little bit moister. But this chicken breast was really nice and tender. It was beautifully cooked, and the mayonnaise, there was loads of mayo on it, and I do like the sort of the sweetness of the Cupi mayonnaise. I thought that did really well to sort of cut through the richness of the batter. The fries were really nice. They were sort of semi-skin on, so they'd been peeled on the sides, but they'd left the tops unpeeled, and so you had that contrast. They were possibly a little bit salty, but apart from that, they were really good. The saltmarsh lamb was really nice. I got to try a bit of that from my friend's plate. They were grilled T-bones. They were beautifully cooked to a medium rare and very tasty. I didn't get to try the hake, but that looked like a really nice sort of square of meat there. So unfortunately, where it really fell down was on the steaks, where a friend of mine had ordered a ribeye and had ordered it medium rare. And when it arrived, it was not a particularly good looking bit of steak. And when she cut it open, it was quite clearly medium well, potentially into well done. So she had to send it back, unfortunately. Now, the explanation given was because they had not pushed the button at the end of our starters. The ribeye steak had been left cooking for too long and had been overcooked. The other thing was, is it was the last ribeye left, and so it was clearly the one from the back of the drawer that hadn't been cooked at any other time. Honestly, for a place known as well as sort of the Hawksmoor Foxlow Group is for steaks, I'm amazed that that got out of the kitchen. I certainly wouldn't have expected it to have been served even at medium rare. It didn't look very nice and didn't look very appetizing. That got sent back, and this is when we found out that there wasn't another one. The manager of the restaurant was super apologetic. So my friend got a chicken burger. She did get offered a different steak, but she said she didn't want to risk having a bad steak. And so the manager got a new chicken burger for her. But actually, to their credit, they gave us a sirloin steak, which they'd sliced up just to demonstrate that, you know, that they did know what they were doing with regards to cooking steak. And it really was, you know, a very, very good looking bit of steak. I was too full at this point, so I didn't have any, but it did look very good. He also comped our drinks and then gave my friend who had had the bad experience a voucher for a free meal. Now, it is a soft launch. We do know that things go wrong. And I think this is really where I split the issue over having to wait for our main courses, and the issue over the steak really separates, because I think part of the soft launch is about sorting out your processes and how things work. And so having the issue over the service was fine, because that's why you pay 50% off. And actually, I think the issue around the overcooked steak, I think that's also part of that issue, in terms of that was all to do with that process falling down. I think the bit that was a little more worrying was the fact that that last ribeye did get sent out when it wasn't good enough to be on the plates, particularly not at £24, which is how much the ribeye is. And so there was a little watch out on that in terms of just making sure that what you get is good enough. But I've got a feeling that it's a one-off. The guy who was in charge of the restaurant, the general manager, was, you know, absolutely stricken that this had happened. And when I did pop down, the toilets are downstairs, so when I did pop down there, there was quite a major conflab going on, into which I didn't sit and listen to, but it did sound like there was some discussion going on about what had happened. So that was good. We wound up not having dessert, which is a little bit of a shame, because I was thinking about whether to have sticky toffee pudding. But to be honest, two starters and a main course was more than enough for me. And I think whilst I'd have eaten dessert, I'd have been quite uncomfortable afterwards. So I had a very pleasant 50-minute walk home. We got there at 8:30. We didn't get out there until well after 11 o'clock. But that was all down to the delay over the main course. So all in all, from a personal point of view, this meal was really good. I loved the squid. I thought the spare ribs were a little dry. I really liked the fried chicken. I thought that was excellent. And the chicken burger and fries were also really good. and very tasty. I enjoyed the mac and cheese. That was nice and crunchy. The purple sprouted broccoli is definitely worth an order. Very garlicky, very lemony, nice and fresh. Beautifully cooked, so it was not quite crispy, but definitely with some nice bite. The mushrooms actually also didn't arrive, and then rather than chasing those up, we just decided to cancel them. For me, this was, you know, a relatively cheap meal. It was less than 20 quid for everything that I had. And so, do I recommend it? Yes, I think I do. Just be careful. I mean, I had a lovely meal. I would strongly suspect that the issue with the steak was a one-off, but just make sure that what you get is what you want. So I guess the question is, would I go back on another deal? Yes, I think I would. Would I go back at full price? Probably. If somebody suggested coming here for dinner, I certainly wouldn't object. So that's my review for Foxlow. If you have any comments, if you went to the soft launch, please let me know what you think. If you have any comments, queries, or suggestions for the podcast, please let me know. You can reach me www.tibblenibbles.com, or you can email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can tweet me @tibblenibbles. If you found this on Facebook or on Acast or iTunes, please rate and review. Please share it with your friends if you think that they would find it interesting as well. Thank you very much for listening to this review. The next one I have is coming up this Friday, where I will be going to the soft launch at Bulls Brothers in Mayfair.